Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Well, yes, and you know, every once in a while we like to review what we're doing with Conscious Talk and what you think about it and, you know, where we're going. And for years we've been bringing you what we consider some new thought, and we're constantly looking for that. And this year is no different. We're starting to go down some different directions with sponsors. We have discovered some new things that have been very helpful in our lives, and we hope that you will really take it to heart and find that they are also helpful in your lives.
Yes, and we'll be bringing some of that to you in the days and weeks and months ahead. We're always looking at, right, like Rob says, right at the edge of consciousness, the new things that are out there, things that are real, that are authentic, that really make a difference in your life. And if they make a difference in our life, then we know they will make a difference in your life. And that's why we test them out, whether it's products or we talk to people, new ideas, new thought, however that comes across, we really take it to heart and take it in.
Yeah, the thing that's been most important to us has been discovering that spiritual rudder, what's going on in that internal landscape. And so we continue to search for those things that keep us steady, those things that allow us to see who we really are. And so along with the new, there is some old. Mm-hmm. There is the down-to-earth spirituality, which we do. There are a few regulars that we've had on over the years. And I think that they help us hold that continuity and keep up the exploration. It's great to have mentors that keep reminding us of who we are and how we find out who that person is.
And what we have found out over the years with ourselves, our clients, and you, our listening audience, it is consistency that makes the difference. Practice, practice, practice. Be consistent in what you are doing in a spiritual sense, and it builds upon itself, and it becomes something that is not only secondary in your life, but now your way of life, and that's what makes life worth living.
And so we thank you if you listen to our live broadcast, whether you go into our archives or our podcast on Podcast One or iTunes, however you catch the show, because we have another one coming up right now.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, unwanted moments in life seem to come all too often. The thing is, our reaction might be even worse. And we'll talk to Guy Finley, founder of the Life of Learning Center for Spiritual Discovery, about the secret of how to stop fighting with any unwanted moment in life. It's time to wake up with Guy Finley, right here on Conscious Talk. And now I welcome your host for the day, Rob Spears.
Welcome to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people who are making a positive difference in their own lives and the lives of others. People that are learning and growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, and teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. And of course, that listener is you. And as I like to add, forget the idea of a TED Talk. This is our life. And we know that it's yours too. And, you know, today we continue with a series we've done for some time now with Guy Finley. He is the founder of the Life of Learning Center for Spiritual Discovery, which is down in Merlin, Oregon. I love these discussions that we have, so we're going to bring them right on, and let's wake up with Guy Finley. Guy, welcome back.
Hi, Rob. Thank you. Glad to be with you again.
Well, you know, we wanted to talk about something interesting because, you know, as Benny said, we're all encountering a lot of unwanted moments in our life. And so today the subject matter was, you know, what's your secret to how to stop fighting with any unwanted moment in life?
Sorry for the long pause.
Yeah, that's okay. That's an unwanted moment. Well, and I went, oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Look, I know.
As you know, Rob, I speak here in Southern Oregon at the foundation 3 or 4 times a week. And as a rule, I'm talking with you about ideas that have been in a book or so forth and so on. But I'm going to jump ahead a little bit and broach with you a topic that I'm going to be speaking on here at the foundation in the next week or so. I'm going to give a series of talks. And here's what it boils down to. I don't know if I ever told this story, and forgive me if I did, but I want to repurpose it a little humorous metaphor, really, to set the stage for our conversation. When's our first break? Because I don't want to walk over it.
Oh, well, we have it's 17 after the hour, okay. So.
So, Rob, imagine an anthropologist studying Native cultures goes to some Southern Hemisphere country, high in the Andes maybe, and after making friends with some indigenous people and finding someone to translate for him, he's making his way to a cultural center where, if any of people listening have ever traveled to these parts of the world where they're very remote, villagers will convene once a week, once every 2 weeks, in a mass market where everybody brings their goods, the things that they grow, sell, or otherwise farm, so that there can be an exchange and sell these things. So he's on his way, and he meets a crossroad. And as he comes over the hill, coming up the hill towards the road into the market, he sees something that just stuns him. And what he sees, and I know it's hard to believe, is he sees a man with a saddle on being ridden by a donkey pulling a cart up the hill. And he can't believe his eyes. Is this some strange cultural tradition? You know, does it, for good luck, does it please some mountain god? What's going on? And so as an interpreter, he goes over and he asks the man, who's out of breath, because you can imagine how hard it is to carry a donkey up a hill with a saddle on, what's going on? Why is the donkey riding him? And the man explains very straight face to the interpreter, who tells the man, well, he said, that's the only way that he could get the donkey to go to the market with him. Now, silly little story, but it's very graphic in that we understand that the role between man and donkey is that donkey doesn't ride man. That properly treated, that these creatures, beautiful creatures they are, can be our friends and our servants. We understand that without taking thought, don't we, Rob?
Right.
So I'm repurposing that story because I wonder how many of us can at least start in the right place this morning and realize there's something terribly wrong. If I wake up in the morning, if I'm making my coffee, if I'm on my way to work in my car, if I'm sitting at my desk, out to dinner with friends, and I'm overcome by a sense of sadness, I feel empty or inadequate, or I'm frightened. We're visited so habitually by these negative state that we have lost the capacity to be conscious of the fact that these negative states are not intended to be able to ride us, to tell us who we are, to define moments for us, and then confine us within those definitions to actions that are prescribed by the parts of us that are being ridden by those self-wrecking negative states. And until we come to grips, essentially, Rob, and I'm not talking about in a passing sense like we do when we're having these good conversations, but realize that they are almost always waiting on the sideline for a moment to trigger, a split second in which the next moment there's a saddle on us. We're being ridden by something telling us, you have to pull this cart. You have to do what I tell you to do. Otherwise, things are going to go to hell in a handbasket and your life isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And I'm suggesting at the outset of our time together that until we're present enough to realize that these moments that are telling us who we are, what we can do, and what our purpose in life is, are completely misdirected by a misidentification with a sense of self that we have become so habituated to that we don't know it. And that's the topic today. What has happened that the moment of our life can be so easily overcome and we can be told without any question, everything's wrong, here's what you have to do to fix it, by the thing that's actually wrong in that moment, which is these reversed roles between who we are and a simple negative reaction that should be used instead of using us as would a donkey with a saddle on a man.
Yeah, it's, you know, what this brings up for me is something that we have, you know, one of those sayings out there in the spiritual community, and this is actually how you work with it, and that is that suffering is optional. And suffering's only going to be optional when you wake up to, you know, what's become that kind of new normal of suffering, you know, like the guy carrying the donkey on his back to get to market because he now thinks that that's, you know, that's the new normal for him. It's the only way he's going to get him there. And, you know, we do suffer over all of this stuff, Guy, you know, constantly. So I really like this subject matter. And really it comes down to what we've talked about for years is finding out who we are. You know, what are we doing here and who we are? I mean, those are always the big questions. So when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about the secret of how to stop fighting with any unwanted moment in life. And I want to remind you, the Guy's Foundation, Life of Learning Center for Spiritual Discovery, has a lot of things for you, and when we come back, I will tell you about a free ebook you can get when you sign up for the newsletter. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be right back.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration.
when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with the spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, but not just Conscious Talk. This is one of those special days that we do now every couple of months with Guy Finley. It's Waking Up with Guy Finley. And, you know, I mean that in so many ways, waking up. It's not just because this is early in our hometown of Seattle, but it is time for us to wake up. I mean, we are reaping what we have sown out there. Our world is, needs us to be present and to actually start walking the talk. And I say that to the spiritual community. And Guy, I know that you have been one of these people that sometimes, and you said to me during the break, sometimes you're a thorn in the sides of folks in the spiritual community because you're actually, living what you talk about. And it is time for us to really participate in the shift.
Yes. And look, here's the thing. I'm not here to... I'll say it in positive terms. All of us know the truth when we hear it. If we have any real ears to hear, a heart that's not clouded over with crazy ideas about spirituality, so that we live in conflict because inwardly we're one way and outwardly we're attempting to appear another, then we can start to understand something that I'm going to go into now based on our opening dialogue. you said, and everybody has heard it, it's kind of a buzzword now, suffering is optional.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean what we want it to mean. It doesn't mean we don't suffer. It means we understand the reason for suffering. People say suffering's optional, and then when the moment of suffering comes, somebody cuts us off on the freeway. Somebody listening says, I don't like what guy is saying, and immediately wants to reject it or shut it off because it doesn't match the idea that they have about love. And in that split second, we've lost the opportunity to realize everything that we've always heard that are true spiritual terms, like when the student's ready, the teacher appears. That doesn't mean that when the student is ready, something comes along and confirms 100 times a day, all day with never any contradiction, these beautiful things that we know are true about this world and our possibilities. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. It means that the student understands that there are things living in us, in our unconscious state, that until they come into the light of a new awareness and the subsequent discomfort, disturbance, pain, born of suddenly being realized, meaning understanding that I'm walking around, just as an example, with an unseen anxiety. We look at the news today, and most of us don't have, it's like a frog in a pot brought to a boil. It never sees what happens. We become so polarized that we don't understand that our preference to listen to one side or another doesn't prove that we're right. It proves that anything that doesn't validate our view agitates us, and that underneath all of this conflict in the world is an agitated nature that doesn't know who or what it is, but has found something to put itself on the side of so that then it can take sides and believe that its side is the right side. No one wins a fight, Rob. God, I'm 70 years old. If I had a dime for every time my wife and I, 40 years we've been together, I've said to my wife, boy, everybody thinks something's going to change with this election. Nothing has changed, except for the violence and the venom and the conflict that's becoming exacerbated on a daily basis, because everybody's trying to prove that who they are can somehow be validated by being against something else.
Yeah, right.
And until we understand that as long as we're against anything, we are against ourselves in the truest personal sense of the word. Because, and for those who understand or who even care anymore about the old teachings, Christ said, resist not evil. The ancient language means do not oppose what opposes you. Why? Because you are sitting and taking a side against something in yourself you have yet to see, because when you could see it, the thing that's about to be seen produces pain. It doesn't want to be integrated into the whole of ourselves, into the divine. So it produces a reaction. The negative reaction has to have something it's set against. And the moment that that nature sets itself against something, we're off on our high horse, believing that we can slay what we're against, when what we're actually against is something inside of ourselves that the more we poke it with our spear, the more pain we're in. This is what we have to do, Rob. We have to wake up and accept the responsibility for the moment where we see some suffering in ourselves and leave it alone until we understand the nature that's producing the suffering. Then we do something real to change ourselves and the world we're in.
Yeah, you know, one of the points that you made is the fact that, look, you know, what we think is reality are all of these things that have just, you know, that we've taken in, that we've learned from, you know, other people, from families, from friends, from whatever, you know, our mentors over our lifetime. And that's the start of the problem. And what you're talking about is actually how you get to who you are by when these things come up. Think of them as messengers.
Yes. And, you know, Rob, we were talking at the break. You've been through some, both you and Brenda, have been through some pretty tough patches. You agree, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Myself, for instance, as cancer survivors, when you have the pain in your body, when something goes wrong with your body, you can't ignore the pain. You either get to the root of it and understand that you can participate in healing by taking actions that, as a rule, require you giving up a lot of habit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't think to ourselves, geez, you know, the pain of giving up this habit is too tough, because we understand that our life is at stake. And that if we make the painful changes by agreeing to consciously suffer the old nature that wants to eat what it wants to eat, that wants to react the way it does, then gradually, because it's a machine, that body stops reacting and we realize we feel better no longer doing what hurts us. That's what I'm talking about spiritually. We have to recognize, whether we want to or not, that we have this pain, this suffering, these enemies, these things we resist on a daily basis, and that these fears and the pain of them is telling us that something is organically wrong with our soul. And until we begin to recognize that our soul, like our body does when we're in pain, is trying to tell us there's something at a soul level that needs to be addressed, but the only prescription for it is to be present when the pain appears and listen and feel and hear, what is it that's telling me this? And if we do, we would hear it say, look, guy, the purpose of your life is not to keep trying to keep things you're afraid of from happening. The purpose of your soul is to recognize it's greater than anything this world can throw at it. And now you must deal with being what you've been given as a purpose in existence, instead of trying to prove a false one that's full of this pain.
Mm. You know, the old thing about how the universe rearranges itself to your reality. This is part of what you're talking about, is that that's what we have to wake up to. It's very different than, you know, we're thinking it's totally the opposite. But, you know, this kind of this reminds me of a lot of the things that you talked about in your book, Relationship Magic, waking up together. Because, you know, if you want your relationships to work, this is where you start with yourself.
Yeah.
And you handle all of those things that come up inevitably in every relationship,
yeah.
Because that's why you're in relationship,
yeah.
To bring
yeah.
these things up and to mirror this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and so we're going to run off to a break here. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody, if you go to Guy Finley, that's FINLEY.org, and you sign up for his newsletter, you can actually get a free, there's a bunch of free things that he's always giving away, but this is a really cool free ebook. It's Freedom from the Ties That Bind. So check it out. Go to GuyFinley.org, and we'll be back after these messages.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. Ohira's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back. You are here listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, if you just tuned in, we're here with Guy Finley. And we're talking about the secret of how to stop fighting with any unwanted moment in life. And, you know, really getting down to, you know, how this operates. And in a lot of ways, we've been exploring our internal landscape for a number of years with Guy. But I want to remind you of something. There's a number of websites you can go to. You can go to guyfinley.org. And hey, by the way, sign up for the free newsletter. It's right there on the front page, and you'll get his new you'll get a free ebook, and that ebook is Freedom from the Ties That Bind. But also, you know, Relationship Magic was a wonderful book. That's his newest book, and it's Relationship Magic: Waking Up Together. There's a website with that. Go to relationshipmagic.com. And, you know, Guy's always, he's giving out all this free stuff. Yeah, and I know he likes doing that. And One of these other things you can do is go to Instagram.com/GuyFinleyOfficial or Facebook.com/GuyFinleyOfficial. And, you know, get these messages, get the things that he's putting out there and really take them in, spend a little time. So Guy, I'm taking up time here, but I wanted people to know about this stuff.
No, I appreciate that. And just to be clear, it's relationshipmagicbook.com.
Yes.
Relationshipmagicbook.com. And if you order the book off of the site, which is you also get the Audible book free. I did the reading for the Audible book, so you order the physical book, and you get the Audible book free at relationshipmagicbook.com. So any of those places, so that we can at least begin again in earnest, starting over every day, working to do what you and I can do in our lives. Simple, because I know we're going to a break in a few minutes. You know, all of us have had moments where somebody has been crossed with us, gives us a funny look, or we get some news, something we're doing doesn't go right, and we have a reaction, and we don't really know what to do with that reaction as a rule, other than to blame someone or something, make a plan to avoid that situation, or create a clever dialogue so that we can go back and control or otherwise coerce the person that upset us. When we must understand that if we would be so awake in that moment as to realize that what has been moved in us has been moved for the purpose of us realizing that there's something that remains unreconciled, something still to be seen in ourselves, then the negativity that the resistance brings up to that moment would stop with us. We wouldn't take it the next step. You've all heard the expression, pass it forward, play it forward, or whatever that was. We must stop painting it forward. Because when we paint it forward, all we do is pass along a certain spiritual disease, really. And it's everyone's. We all have it. It sits dark and gets triggered, and we pass it on and pass it on. And if we want to be real men and real women, true spiritual aspirants, let's not paint it on anymore. Let's deal with it ourselves, allow it to be integrated as it's intended by the light of that moment, so that we become different, and everyone we meet the moment later has a chance to be different as well, because we're not passing along that kind of darkness.
Yeah, that's what transformation is all about.
Yes.
And, you know, we have that ability. You know, we talk about energy all of the time, and this is really the energy that we're talking about. And, you know, energy being energy, you can transform all of that, quote, negativity. I mean, on some levels, Guy, I mean, what we're talking about is there really isn't anything negative. I mean, you know, energy being energy, it's just that we make it so. And we can transform it so we can unmake it so. it's a sort of a funny way of putting it. But when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion and get clear on this and how to stop fighting with any unwanted moment in life so we can transform these things that we call negative out there that really aren't. They're here to serve us. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be right back.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner. partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, I remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is the website. You could hear this conversation I'm having with Guy over and over again for free, either on the podcast, which you can sign up for, or you can go to podcast1/conscious-talk. That's the podcast. And, of course, the archives right on the site are free. And every guest has a guest page. So when you go to Guy's page, just put Guy Finley in the search engine. You're going to find his page and a whole bunch of play buttons. And review these conversations because they are deep. And Guy, we're talking about how to stop fighting with any unwanted moment in life. And, the last thing that we kind of mentioned was that, you know, we're the ones that get to transform this stuff. It's all about us, so to speak.
It is, and it is indeed. And I'm glad that you brought in this idea that not one thing that we've said is negative. Look, if you could turn straw into gold and then literally be able to hand that gold out while keeping enough to make yourself content and safe, that'd be the same if you refuse that straw as rejecting a gift from the divine, from life, meant to enhance your life and everyone else. That analogy, as rough as it is what we do whenever we get negative and then blame someone else or in any other way deflect the moment where we feel that pain, that anger, that angst. Because our role on this planet is to take these energies that are brought into ourselves and into this world for a purpose. When we get negative and then lash out or retreat, fight or flight, when we get into a state, we are not using what has been given us first for the purpose it was given us, which is to transubstantiate, to change that energy into another order of energy by allowing the light that showed us that dark part of our consciousness to do the work for us. No one is asking us to be brave, courageous, fearless. What life is asking us, will we take the moments where conditions create conflict in us and allow the moment that produced the conflict to show us the true reconciliation for it, which is first to realize ourselves so that when we do that properly, we exit the moment that brought that pain a different order of human being that went into it, so that we have changed because we've allowed ourselves to be changed. Then we know it's possible. And when we can begin to have enough moments like that, where we see if we leave the moment alone, it will go through its own transfiguration, and we with it, then we can begin to pass that along by no longer playing the part of the man being ridden by the donkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you know, one of the things that we've been talking about a lot is just allowing what is to be.
Yes.
And just recognizing what is. I mean, because we put so much stuff on it that we, you know, that was actually your first step, that we recognize what is, you know, and allow it.
And that doesn't mean to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all we pretty much know to do, is have a reaction, which is below the level of thought, then resistance, which is still below the level of thought, begins to define our reality. But if we could realize that the only way resisting a moment becomes what rules us is when thought jumps in and starts to tell us, based on the past, what we have to do to perfect the moment. Don't bring thought into the moment. Stay with the nakedness of seeing yourself as you have been given to see yourself in that moment. And then what has brought that light will do the rest. The integration, which is the transformation, occurs without any thought required. Then we understand what it means that the will of heaven is done in the will of earth, because we're living it.
You know, that's kind of, that's really interesting to me, because one of the things that I've been talking about of late is that, you know, we have the ability to reorganize around anything that we want.
Right.
And the what I now need to, you know, let integrate is the idea that it is already being reorganized.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the point, Rob. That's
yeah.
The beautiful, faith-building discovery process, that our role isn't to organize life. Okay, I got to organize my closet. But our role in this world is not to organize reality. It is to play our part in a greater organization, so that then we become part of that greater organ called the heart and the mind and the soul.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, has been a really difficult concept for people, you know, as simple as it is, because it really is simple. And as we always say, just because something is simple doesn't mean it's, you know, that it's not significant.
It's hard for us, Rob, to take that in,
yeah.
Because there's something in us that does not want to take it in, because if it happens, then this I, this identity, all of these individual reactions that always become my rule of life, they are seen for what they have always been, which is essentially useless in terms of finding contentment, safety, and fearlessness.
Yeah. And isn't that what we've been talking about in this shift of consciousness, that, you know, first of all, everything is becoming transparent, and all of these things have been coming at us with purpose. It's just difficult for us because, as you say, you know, we're so conditioned to believe it has a different significance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we want to name the significance.
Mm-hmm.
That makes us important. We already have the most important job, probably, in the solar system, which is to be the instrument of waking up between what is celestial in nature and what is earthly in nature, so that the two of them are united and act as a singularity for the purpose of ultimately glorifying the greater system, the greater organ that we are at once a cell in, and that ourself is meant to be integrated into. Yeah. Then we're on to something quite significant, and by the way, healing individually and globally.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I always go back to you know, life is messy, and it's okay. That's, you know, we're in it. And I guess, you know, this is why we talk about consciousness. You know, what's underlying everything is this consciousness thing that we've been talking about that you can't see. You know, these subject matters that you've covered with us over the years, Guy, have been, you know, a lifesaver for me. I can tell you that because I have changed, you know, contemplating these things and then, you know, letting them integrate. It really does change your life.
Yes.
And I'm happier for it.
Yes. Saved my life too, Rob.
Yeah.
Saved 40 years of marriage. Without an outbreak of a fight. I mean, these things are intended, these principles are intended to come into our consciousness, stir the seed of the soul that awaits these ideas like does the seed the sun, and it wakes up and changes us and changes our life.
Yeah. Well, and beautiful, and thank you for that message. And, hey, I want to remind everybody, you know, in particular, pick up this book. This was very meaningful for me. Pick up Relationship Magic. You can go to it's about waking up together, and that's the title, Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together. You can go to relationshipmagicbook.com. And take advantage of the free things that are offered with that. And, you know, also remember GuyFinley.org. Sign up for the newsletter. You're going to love those weekly messages. Well, Guy, as always, thank you. And, folks, thank you for, you know, doing something good for yourself and listening to this show. We will see you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.